I think so very much indeed. Of course, let me firmly say that I'm not one of these women's libbers, because I'm much more, I'm sure that we would all be much happier, both sexes, if we used our complementary qualities to the full. And I think there's nothing sadder than a wife. You usually find that she's one of the fat ones and one of the dowdy ones who says, oh, my husband doesn't take any interest in what I wear or what I do. Well, I had a marvellous husband who always used to say, encourage but also criticise, and he used to quite often say, look, chum, you're getting very broad in the beam when you're starting to lay off the puds and things. And I have, I think, expanded in the beam since he died 8 months ago. And so, it's, you know, I really do feel that he was an active element in my... And, of course, he also was very interested in everything I wear, I wore. And I've seen husbands, I've heard husbands say, oh, that's a nice little dress you've got on tonight. And the wife has said rather plaintively, well, I've had it for 4 years.
Yes.
You know, then he just noticed.
Look, the thing is, people always think in extremes, don't they? They say, oh, you're all right for me, love. I don't want a beauty queen.
Well,
meaning that a beauty queen is dumb and silly and not worth having. But, I mean, it isn't necessarily so. You can be attractive and intelligent.
Far from it. You're not paying any compliment to your husband if you're going to let yourself go. And what'll happen? He'll lust after the beauty queen and become more and more hypocritical. And you don't know what he'll leave home for. Something which is totally different to his wife's shapes.
So the advice in this case is always take an interest and have a go if you think she's letting herself slip,
yes,
right?
Yes, and the other way round, too.
Yes, we forget about the beer bellies, of course. Plenty
of
those about.
They are. And they ought to be told, whether they take any notice. Of course, man always thinks that he's perfection and natural beauty, and will very rarely, really amend his ways.
Well, that figures. Okay, then. If anybody has thoughts on that, tell Katie as well. And if your man needs to be prodded, well, we'll mention him on the programme and show him up. Why not?
Of course, it doesn't really go with what I really believe there, because I do think that man is a very vain bird. So he should take notice. And it can be. There are ways to say things, aren't there?
Well, after all, in almost every form of nature, it's the male that is...
more beautiful.
Quite. Well, I think this is a perfect note on which to end this little discussion. Katie, thank you very much, and I hope you're in full vigour and health next week.
I mean, my voice is squeaking high.
No, it's not quite that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, bye.
Bye-bye. I'm here in a gym with a whole mass of boxers training away like mad, and the one knocking the guts out of the punch ball is our top welterweight, John H. Stracey, and he's talking about meat.
Well, I'm a bit fond of it myself. Yeah? That's British with meat, you know.
Well, I know that. John, would you stop hitting that a minute? John, please, you're making me nervous.
I'm telling you. British meat's definitely the champion.
Yes, but I know that. John, must we do press-ups?
And this time of year, British meat's at its best.
Yeah, look, John, can't we skip this?
So, dip down to the butchers, see the meat, autumn, best price.
That's what the man says. And there's a free leaflet as well.
Steak donate centre. Want a bit of steak for your eye burn?
And now the quickie. Four words meaning something beautiful and money-saving. Starting now.
Can you wear it?
No.
You drive it?
No.
Is it furniture?
Yes.
Ooh. Bedroom furniture?
Yes.
Bedroom furniture looks beautiful.
Austin something. Austin Sweet.
Austin Sweet, part of it.
Austin Sweet, money-saving. Do you collect it yourself?
You can.
And you assemble it yourself?
You do.
It's Austin Sweet something and something.
There and gone.
Will be if you don't get to a furniture shop quickly.
High or low?
Quality's high, but the price is low.
Is it here and there?
This Austin Sweet bedroom furniture is practically everywhere.
There and gone, up and down.
Here and now. Yes, Austin Sweet here and now.
That's great.
Austin Sweet here and now. Beautiful, money-saving bedroom furniture. Just take it away and assemble it yourself. Get it at Well and Garden City Department Store, Weldon's at Hendon and Ryslip Carpet Centre.
You can turn up the world with Capital Radio. Is
Simon May, The Summer of My Life. Here's a lady who is in the spring of hers. Her name is Deborah L, and she has an 18th birthday today, and she wanted to mention because she said no one else will mention it. Hello to great mum and dad, and Rita and Leslie. Deborah loves you, and brother Malcolm and sister Susan, whose birthday was on the 8th. She lives in Wembley. How lovely. P.S. she says, Happy Christmas. Funny girl. Some Simon May. Don't forget the junior competitions in the next hour. See you after the news.
But you've got a nice nose, darling.
Good, because I'm keeping it. But Cosmopolitan on cosmetic surgery makes you think.
But I thought woman's lib.
Brace yourself. This Cosmopolitan's got a guide to good manners in bed.
Well, your father and I.
I bet you wish they'd been Cosmopolitan when you were my age.
Yes, but here we are living in the Orkneys. So why read about city slickers?
Well, I want to know about trendy people and the in scene. How can you be so insular?
Well, your father and I.
Find out. Find Cosmopolitan. November issue now.
Oh, no. There's another one. Oh, and another.
Women we found don't like mice. Where do they and mice we found don't like Sirexa CR1. Because new Sirexa CR1 is effective against all mice, even the new breed of super mice.
Oh, I can't stand the
new Sirexa CR1. It's already widely used by local authorities.
Why don't they leave me?
Just follow the instructions on each CR1 pack for the effective control of all mice. New Sirexa CR1. At larger branches of Boots, all good chemists, and hardware stores.